שלום לכם, תודה שאתם
איתנו. Hello everyone and thanks for joining us on our TV show where we discuss current events with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. Hello. Israel is on its way to a new quarantine. Probably the government is going to decide on this today. There are supporters, there are those that are against it, and the government, and the public, among doctors. And the feeling is that we're in a kind of chaos and confusion. It's not exactly clear what are we supposed to do in order to bring our country to a better situation. And I can tell you personally, I told my wife a few days ago, we are headed toward another quarantine. She says, wait, maybe it won't happen. There's a kind of feeling like we're on a swing. No one trusts anyone. There's no hope. And the heart aches. And the pocket's empty. And everything's dark. How do you feel this quarantine that we're headed toward? I'm in quarantine for 6 months already. Practically in quarantine. And therefore, it's hard for me to say that I feel that it's something bad or something good. We simply have to understand why does providence manage us this way, come down upon us that way? That's the most painful question. Why? Why doesn't this end already? Well, first of all, it's not only us, but there are many other places, entire countries around the world, that also close themselves, shut themselves in, on and off. And so it's not that a sorrow shared is a sorrow halved, but still, it's pretty clear to people. Looking at the first big quarantine, we went into quarantine, we're in shock, we sat at home for a few months, we came out, everything is the same. So suppose we lock ourselves at home again, we'll go out, everything will be the same again, we're not heading anywhere. No. I don't think so. I think that we're advancing very much in an understanding, recognition, understanding the situation. Back then, we were in a situation where we didn't know what's going on. But now, we understand that we're put under quarantine on purpose in order for us to sit and think, why do we deserve it? Why? Probably we're doing something wrong. What exactly are we doing wrong? If you're talking about it from the human perspective, then in that we have bad relationships. What are we doing wrong, Dr. Lightman? Hate. There is general hate between all of us, actually. We don't want to come closer to each other in a good and nice way. And this is actually what leads us to total chaos. The country is full of hate, that's true. And the worse the situation becomes, the feeling is that the greater the hate and rift become. Therefore, it's unclear where is it all headed. Dr. Lightman, we can't hear you. So if you're asking me, I'm in favor of the quarantine. Why? The nation will be even more tense, edgy, on the one hand. On the other hand, it will push them to ask, why and what do we have to do about this? What outcome would you expect emotionally for a person that will really, there will be some kind of blessing out of this quarantine? For us to understand that all bad things that happen, happen because we hate each other. And it's a wonder that, first of all, religious people are the ones that are supposed to see this. It says so in the Torah. And so they were the ones that were already supposed to understand that it's all the hand of God, and it comes upon us due to the unfounded hatred existing in society. and I don't hear that from them. Do you relate to Corona as a kind of punishment for unfounded hatred? A result of unfounded hatred, of course. We have nothing else to do but to reach love. Love your neighbor as yourself, love of others, connection between us. This is the great rule of the Torah. Do you believe that if there will be a bit more patience, mutual consideration, love, we can defeat the coronavirus? It'll leave. How fast? I can't say. But it's according to the measure to which we are deeply hit. How we affect all of humanity. So you think that the quarantine will bring us where? To the recognition of evil? Meaning, what evil are we doing that draws upon us the coronavirus? What will it be possible to open everything? When you will open your heart to everyone? With God's help, Dr. Lightman. Next topic. Maybe inshallah, as you say, will happen quicker than with God's help. What do you mean? That the Jewish people are not ready for it, even though that it is up to them. When will it pass? When will the recognition of evil will come? And when will we understand what we have to do in order to come closer to one another? I want to open the next topic with a song. Dr. Lightman, there is a new peace agreement with Bahrain. The Emirates were first. Now we expect that after Bahrain, other countries will come, and the general feeling is that out of nowhere, from the sky, something good fell upon us. I'm saying, maybe the Creator regrets giving us this bummer with the corona, and He gives us peace agreements. Nah, to the contrary. The coronavirus is a present, not a punishment. And the peace agreements we have to see. No one thought, suddenly, one peace agreement, next peace agreement, a new Middle East. Yeah, but I don't think that it's that good. Why? Because it positions the rest of the countries in a kind of a tense position toward us. You mean the Palestinians? No, I mean the other Arab countries and other countries in general, Europe, other places. It has many implications that aren't that gladdening, I'd say. Like what? We're living in a world that if you succeed, if you're successful, all others around you are envious. Well, this is our profession as Jews, to be successful. Look, this is our profession as Jews that everyone envies us. It's a problem. Besides the good stuff that comes with it, you'll have to pay for it. So there are no presents for free, you're saying. How will we have to pay for this with what? That we will really have to think how to arrange ourselves in such a way that we will be good in the eyes of the world. Oh, and what does it depend on? Turns out that we didn't do too much here, and suddenly we get peace agreements. What does it mean to arrange ourselves to really be good in the eyes of the world? For the world to feel that it's good for it, that we exist, that it's beneficial for the world for us to exist as an independent country in the Middle East, that we're going back to being among all the countries and nations as an independent part. We still didn't come to this after all the years, the recent years of our history. What kind of independence are you aiming for? economic, political, spiritual, emotional, doesn't matter. Independence like the rest of the world has. We'd like for everyone to treat us like the rest of the world, but it's not happening. Ask yourself why. Why? Why is Bahrain treated in a certain way and you're treated differently? Why? Because they think that you're like a throne, like a bone in the throat. Exactly. Why? It's arranged so from above to begin with, because we're a special nation, a special country, and we have to bring ourselves to a special state with everyone. Can we get rid of all of this uniqueness already, be a normal country? No, no, and no. Don't think in that direction. Don't dream about it. Because it is the direction of socialists, communists, utopians, utopists. It doesn't lead to anything. When will we have some peace and quiet? When the nation will understand that there's just one way for them to show a good, correct way for all of humanity, from our state here. And this is especially what we have to do nowadays. We've been here for about 100 years now. I'm not counting it since the Declaration of Independence. 100 years, more or less. We have to show everyone what does a Jewish state that the entire world is content with mean? What should be its main characteristic? To bring peace to the world. We want to make peace. No, we don't want it. We want to do whatever we feel like doing. And it doesn't coincide with our desire. There are the laws of nature. We have to explain to the world, what are the laws of peace? What are they? For us to concede to everyone and be good to everyone and to show everyone how we get along between us. If we get along between us within the nation, the rest of the world will see. Then the nations will say that the Creator treats us favorably. Do you mean making concessions to Hezbollah in the north and Hamas in the south? Concessions from Jew to Jew in every moment in order to embrace each other. What does an Israeli have to concede to another Israeli? His attitude toward the other person. So, peace, you mean, first of all, peace here in Israel, among us? Of course. And that's the only thing we have to do. Once we do it, everyone calms down. The key is in our hands and only between us. I wish, Dr. Leitman. Next topic. Since the beginning of July, more than a million Israelis went into quarantine. The reason? That the Israeli Shabak is following our phones, seeing where we're positioned. And of course, there are countries like China where people's privacy is violated much, much more strongly. But with today's technologies, the government, different companies can know exactly what you're doing, where you are, and it's kind of pressuring. And my feeling is that they're getting more and more into my stuff from day to day. Does this have some kind of end? I can't tell you that it's pressuring, first of all. Why? What do I have to hide? What do I have to hide? When I walk around at home naked, suppose, doesn't happen, but suppose, well, they can look at me through my TV screen. I don't want for anyone to look at me even when I'm dressed. I don't want for anyone to get into my business, into my home. Why not? I am a human being, and to me it's not important what they want from me. I am a result of the society that I live in. I was born here, I grew up here, and I live here to this day almost for 80 years now. Why do I have to hide myself? I'm approaching this from a different direction. Why do I have to hide myself? I don't. I feel free. I have my phone. Here I have a phone. I have computers. I have a TV. And plenty of screens. Wherever I live, because I'm all the time on the web, connected here, there, I don't feel that it limits me in any way. Were I to tell you that yesterday when you called me and you talked to me about something very important, someone listened to us. And so what? God bless them. What can they do about it? If it's some kind of secret that other people depend upon, countries, I don't know. I don't have something like that. To the contrary, all of my secrets are that I speak in favor of connection and friendship around the world. So you're a positive person, you don't have many secrets, but I feel that I don't want for anyone to get into my home, into my business, into my things, my car, no one to get into my computer, my phone. Just don't get into my stuff. And here, with the help of all these technologies, everyone's all the time shoving themselves into my business. Get rid of it. Really, get rid of it. It's better to be free. Be free. To be a free nation in our country, as it says, in our desire, meaning I get rid of all of these things. You can look at me from all sides, from all directions, in all states. I gave up all of my privacy, and it doesn't bother me. I'm not intending to do anything bad to anyone and all the rest. What could be? This is the key to not doing anything bad to anyone? Yeah, if I don't have any malicious thoughts or plans. What's the problem? What's the problem then? That they'll see how I eat, how I sleep, how I go to the toilet, to how I dress, give a lesson. Most of them are on TV anyway, or on the internet. So let's conclude. I recommend everyone. Just, there is no remedy. This is something that I hear a lot about, that all big companies, high tech, I don't know what, go into your private life. It won't help. They have to do it. Otherwise, they won't be able to sell, they won't be able to exist. That includes security companies of different sorts, police, and it's actually good that everyone will know everything about everyone. But what do I do about the feeling that it pressures me? So I'm telling you, you only have to know how to relieve yourself of the pressure. A baby isn't pressured. He's in his mother's hands. She loves him. Yeah, that's how he is. But I don't feel that around me there are people that love me. I feel that around me there are people that want to exploit me. Feel that the entire world's yours. That's it. I'm in the Creator's world. I'm in His hands. He watches over everything. And more or less, I just have to keep myself in good relationships with everyone, period. If I make sure that I will have a good attitude toward everyone, it will protect me from malicious factors. Yeah? Why? Because you have to only treat others favorably. Why will that protect me so no one will be able to harm me? Because then you are keeping the highest general law of nature, which is what? Mutual connection between all components. Yeah. So if I keep that connection, then what? How will that affect me? then from nature you draw the same reciprocal attitude towards yourself. At least relieve yourself of the pressure of tension, no matter what. Try it, you'll see how good it is. Live in a world which is utterly good. It all depends on you. You make the world. I'll try. Interesting story. A female python snake that for 15 years has not been around a male laid 7 eggs not long ago. Now, look, there's no explanation. 15 years, she wasn't around a male. The previous documented case was a female that for 7 years wasn't next to a male, but she kept inside her body the semen, and then she fertilized it. For 15 years, she wasn't around a male, 7 eggs. How do you explain that? I don't know. In nature, there is such phenomena that we're always stunned by. So, okay. Way to go. Why can't we grasp nature? Because it's above us, higher than us. Nature, still the vegetative and the animate, aren't below us and we're superior to it. It's true that that's how we have developed, but in terms of our perception, understanding, not only that we're on the animate or on the vegetative, but also the still level, the molecules, atoms, we don't understand the laws that apply there, the relations between them. So what do you want? We don't understand all these things. So, on the one hand, man is the most complex creature. On the other hand, in terms of what we achieve, understand, and attain, you know, it's nothing. Reproduction is something very complicated. Even among people, here I have a creature that went through a female, reproduced itself, reproduced. How does that work? Nature can't stand emptiness, but pushes each and every part of it to develop. And probably the female has the ability to get pregnant even without a male. I don't know what happened 15 years ago, and how can she keep it? All these things, I don't know. And maybe she was already born with these things and only now developed, who knows? But nature does everything in order. I want to ask about snakes in general. There's so many mysterious things around snakes. They're cunning, unknown, deceiving. Why are they so intriguing? It is its spiritual root. The spiritual root of a snake is its behavior according to the original evil inclination. And a snake symbolizes the evil inclination. What is that? The evil inclination, it has just one thing. To harm others. It's also cunning. Cunningness, of course. What gives it its strength? Intellect that is entirely positioned in order to bite, in order to grab, in order to choke, only that. Would it be true to say that there are people that they too are snakes? Yeah? So why do these qualities exist in us? It is in order for us to correct them. What do you mean? Meaning that for us to position all of these desires and qualities, these very bad desires and qualities that we use against others, to use them to the benefit of others. How can a person who's a snake suddenly invert, turn upside down, and treat others favorably? by wanting to understand the evil of its ways and to ask for nature for the forces that will help him to invert this evil into good, to use it for the better. What do you mean? You know, it's like the symbol of medicine, that instead of getting poison from a snake, you make a remedy, medicine out of it. So how can you invert it from bad to good? That man, actually, he is the one to control the snake, to invert that evil inclination, the bad attitude toward others. Actually, man can be in control of that and use that for the better. So there's a war between man and snake here? Of course. And man wants to turn the snake into a remedy, turn his poison into a remedy. Why is the snake to blame for all these bad stories about him? It's according to the roots of nature. No one's to blame. This is how we're born, and we exist accordingly. When people will be good toward each other, suppose that it can happen, that people will really be good toward each other. There will be no snakes in nature. There will be, but good snakes. What do you mean, good snakes? Good snakes that they'll also live in my home. I won't be afraid of them. And they too. Like it says that a snake walked on two legs in the Garden of Eden, and everything was fine, that he had the right, the left, meaning the evil inclination was arranged correctly until it was ruined. We will reach a state where it's going to be good. You gave me a small heart attack. My little child loves snakes. We go to zoos. He loves snakes. He plays with them. I can get a heart attack, and he plays with snakes. Can the snake be a person's friend? I don't know. Today, but could be. What I want to understand is, man, by improving himself as a human being, projects a positive force upon other creatures in nature? For sure. For sure. There are also such examples that animals feel who's a bad and who's a good person. That's beautiful, Dr. Leitman. Our time's up. What can you wish us until our next show? Until next time, let us try to prepare ourselves for such a period that there will be no quarantine, that by our attitude, with the help of our thoughts, desire, our relationships, that we will simply cancel the virus altogether. That we don't have to kill it here or there, but by our good attitude, we will turn it into good. And suddenly we'll see that there is no bad in the world, but everything turned into good. And the virus that suddenly hugs the world, for it to do it in a good way, we can do it. Amen, Dr. Leitman. Thank you very much. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.